Okay, Matthias and I will tell a great story about inspiring kids. When I think of my childhood, I had two grandfathers that had a shed with a workbench. I had a father that told me about hardware and electronics. I had a mother that told me crafts and sewing. And I think that has changed my view on technology. And if you look at today, you have magical devices with hardly any interfaces. You can't even open up, that are glued together, with software that's all polished up. So it's even harder to get started with anything tinkering, hacking. So I think it's upon us to make the effort to break through that barrier and inspire kids for today. And with the Free Software Foundation Europe, I think it's very good that we have a goal for 2048, which is ambitious, to actually get kids to go on this topic. Now the question is, how do you do that? Well, we have something very concrete, a very concrete project to which you also can contribute.
Yeah, so in 2017, I was thinking about what can I do to tell my children, or that they feel why it's so cool to tinker and experiment with technology and to program, and why it was so cool for me to enter the free software community and share knowledge with others, learn from others. How can I explain them this whole area of where I'm involved in? And so I did what I was used to do at the times. I wrote an email to mailing lists and asked if there are any resources out there, how I can teach my children what is free software, or what is software, what is hardware. I didn't expect that there was something, what is free software. But yeah, how to introduce them to this and how to get the spark, some interest to tinker with technology. And yeah, there was not that much that came back there. And so what I did then was I invented some bedtime stories. So in the evening, before they then went to bed, I thought about what happened during the day or during the week and invented some stories with things, devices they saw, with things that happened during the days. And it's always something about computers, software, something. And the good thing with children is that they are a very good Q&A. So they give you very good feedback. They tell you, that's boring, I want to have more of this, why don't you include that anymore? And so over the time, they developed a story. And then there was a time when I met one of the FSFE's donors, and we talked about different projects for the future, and many different things came up there. Also, for example, the Youth Hacking for Freedom, our coding competition for teenagers. And at the end, he asked, like, anything else you plan to do in the future? And I said, like, yeah, maybe I might write a children's book about free software. And he said, like, if you do this, I will buy 1,000 copies and we will give that to our customers. And then I said, okay. Yeah. I need to start. So till now, all the stuff was in my head. So what I did then was I wrote down the story. I took a pencil, paper, and started to write that down. And then I also got agreement from the Free Software Foundation Europe that I could get a children's book editor and send it to her and see a bit about the feedback. Is it something just my children like, or is that something with potential? And the feedback there was quite positive. So I got that back, and then we thought, okay, let's find a publisher for this and really do it as a book. And yeah. So in this process, I already include a lot of other people. So I send it to people at the FSFE. I send it to people in the free software community. They were eagerly testing the script with their children. This one here is from a daughter of someone from Apache Foundation who could not wait for the illustrations. And then she painted the illustrations herself, the daughter. And we included others in many different aspects of this book. This wouldn't have been possible without so many help by others.